You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Let me ask you, have you written any personal letters lately? No, I don't mean emails, but a genuine letter in a stamped, addressed envelope.
My guess is that most letters we receive nowadays are either business mail, bills, or letters soliciting funds for charity. It seems that these days the art of writing a personal letter is well and truly over.
Perhaps it's because, for most, it's difficult to set thoughts down on paper. The fact is, it's much easier to pick up the phone or send a message via email. I recently heard of an author who's writing a book on English grammar. She said that there's a tendency now to use so many shortcuts. We've forgotten how to write things correctly.
George, she also mentioned we should keep genuinely old correspondence. Evidently, it's because old letters are like a window to the past, and we can see how things happened in bygone days.
That's right. I've often watched documentaries on the American Civil War. They read letters from young soldiers on the front lines. These letters were the only things that remained for their loved ones, and often they were their very last words. I wish that I had something more tangible from my parents. They both died when I was 10. It would have meant a lot to know what they thought about certain things, but all I possess are a few faded photos. I often wonder what sort of people my parents were, but apart from a few vague memories, I guess I'll never know.
Australian Aborigines use message sticks for their form of communication. The recipient had to decipher the meaning of the carvings on it. And thousands of years before that, hieroglyphics on papyrus was used by the Egyptians to convey their personal letters. Then there was the clay tablets used by the Babylonians. They made the imprints in damp clay using a stylus and baked them like a cake.
And then there were the scrolls. Most paid scribes to do the writing for them. And when the message was finished, it was rolled up, sealed with wax, and then hand-delivered. And talking about delivery, one of the earliest forms of the post was the Pony Express in the USA. Riders were hired to deliver bags of mail between towns and across state borders. Fresh horses were stabled at outposts along the way so that mail could be delivered, rain, hail, or shine.
You know, I've heard people actually boast about the fact that they never write letters. But maybe it's the ideal time to sit down and write to someone who'd be thrilled to hear from you. Your letter would be something they could read whenever they felt lonely. I know my own mum reads letters Dad wrote to her years after he'd died. Surely you can think of someone to write to today.
Do you realise our lives are just like letters read by men? People read your actions and the way you act to certain situations as if they were reading a letter. Think about it. What do people read in your life? Do they see things you wish weren't there?
The Bible itself is a fabulous collection of letters written by a variety of authors. Their whole theme is the fact of God creating man and mankind going astray. Then God finds a way of reaching us by sending his Son to come and live among his own creation. However, most of his people rejected him and sent him to the cross.
Amazingly, this too was planned by God. It was the only way a perfect man could take the place of sinners as their substitute. Jesus Christ took the penalty of our sins on himself. And that wasn't the end of the story, because he rose from the dead, proving to mankind that he was God. Now he is in heaven, still offering eternal life to those who believe and trust him.
Why would the great Creator bother to send us a letter? It's something the Bible explains. That's why you need to read it for yourself.
The Lord created us with a free will and gave us the ability to reason and to make choices. Only he has the power to change a life. He loves you and is waiting for you to turn to him. Why don't you open his letter, the Bible, and read it for yourself?
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.